With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Hello, Andrea Simontov.
Hi, Kathy Kaler. How are you?
Yeah, no, we're both
very
here.
Happy to be speaking to you.
I am, although I'm a little bit apprehensive about the topic. I'm not a conspiratorial theorist person. What are you going to tell us about the fact that maybe Yigal Amir didn't in fact kill
Rabin? How are they explaining this? Yeah. Because there is video footage. Well,
yeah. And I'm the last of the conspiratorial team. I mean, like, I grew up from, I saw the Kennedy assassination. I've seen the Oliver Stone films. And it seemed absolutely hokey. And if it had come from any other source, I would have dismissed it. But I actually discussed it on my show this morning. Pull up a chair on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com so I can toss that in there. And
all right.
It's all over the... Subtle. Anyway... Smooth. Kathy, you've got to stop posting some of that filthy stuff. It's hysterical. Okay.
Having said that, please not bust me on live radio. And it's not filthy,
so
okay?
Lofty, Kathy.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so this came across. It was retired Colonel Dr. Mordechai Kedar. I mean, the guy is solid. He's respected. You know, painfully intense. He's a research associate with the Begin Sadat Center. Again, retired colonel, IDF military intelligence. And he came out with this article, and it wasn't covered just in, not to disparage Arutz Sheva and Israel News Talk Radio, to whom I'm, you know, with whom I'm deeply, deeply connected. This was in the Times of Israel, the Jerusalem Post. It's been all over, really, what we call lefto papers. And he came out with a statement that Yigal Amir, the assassin, November 4th, it's going to be Monday, is the anniversary, 24 years since the murder, the assassination, the event that mamish changed Israel and Israelis forever. He says that he didn't do it. He was speaking at this demonstration in Tel Aviv in support of Bibi. I believe it was last week. And he goes, I mean, he really went into details. He said the murderer's initials were YR, blah, blah, blah. And there's a reason that they're keeping Yigal Amir. It's unprecedented. He's in solitary confinement because they don't want him to talk, because there's a deeper story than this. Yes, conspiratorial. Yes, it would be unbelievable if it was coming, you know, you think it's like a scene from E.T. This is Dr. Mordechai Kedar.
But we've all seen the footage. We all saw the footage.
Say that.
We all saw the footage of it. So what's the story?
We saw the footage. We saw the pulling of the trigger. We saw the flash. But you know what? There's also phony bullets and flashes and things that can be done. There's a lot more written about this than I can, you know, this is not going to be some kind of an expose today. Nevertheless, you know, a movie just came out, won all kinds of awards. It's called Incitement. And I mean, it won international film awards. So I'm assuming it's translated into English with subtitles. And it is indeed about the assassination of Rabin and the Yigal Amir role. I haven't seen it yet. But because I am an investigative reporter and I do appear weekly on Chai FM, Bli Neder, I'm going to see the film this week and have what to share. And I'll see what
it says. I've seen it. And it's a remarkable piece of film. I've got to tell you, Benjamin Netanyahu does not come out of it squeaky clean. It's an indictment on...
Sure.
On the period before the murder, where there was this increased, really aggressive tone, and Rabin was being compared to a Nazi, and almost a dehumanization of Rabin that set the scene.
I was here, and I have to tell you, it is absolutely, there was a historical rewrite. I mean, in the years since, because what you are describing is positively accurate. You could cut the air with a knife in the months and weeks and days leading up to the murder. It was absolutely, he was called a traitor, Rabin.
Yeah.
They were practically hanging up effigies of him in the street. But the fact, and I remember, I didn't speak Hebrew. I literally had made Aliyah 3 months before. I turned on the morning television to put cartoons on for kids. Cable didn't exist.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking there's going to be cartoons for the kids. And I see Shimon Peres speaking. I couldn't understand a word. It was clear that something had happened. I quickly went out into the street and I drove to the Makola, to the little grocery, and I picked up a young man, you know, hitchhiking on the way. And I said, what happened? What happened? And he said, lady, where have you been? The prime minister was murdered last night.
Wow.
It was, but again, you've got it. You really, I can't wait to see the film and we will compare notes, but this is interesting. Google Mordechai Kadar and this sudden, very explosive suspect accusation.